Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I take care of myself? How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we make wise decisions? How do we determine a good place for mom or for dad? What about home? What about nursing homes? How do we pay? Who doesn't pay? Who does pay? Who's going to help me out? Who's going to make a difference in my life if I can't take care of myself? All of the issues of aging. For 18 years, right here on KFBK, talking about this, figuring it out together, trying to make sense out of nonsense, trying to make sense out of the issues of aging, trying to make sense out of what we can't make sense out of. The things that happen to us as we get older that were never supposed to happen, we never thought they would happen, all of those kinds of things. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Again, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember a couple things. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. Try to stay away from some of the seminars that are going on out there, folks, on this subject. I'll talk a little bit later about my upcoming workshop, but just be careful about the information you're getting and the things you're being told about what happens when we get older. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney. I know all the good ones, and I know all the ones that you might not want to go to. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. Yes, there is such a thing. I am not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I'm a notary. What else? Everything we say here is my opinion only. Even though, and it should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or any kind of advice. In fact, never believe me. I have to say all this stuff because somewhere there's a rule that says I have to say all this stuff. But that said, I've been talking about this longer than anybody in California on the radio. Either 18 or 19 years, I've lost track on KFBK. Talking about the same thing, still talking about it 18 years later because people will not listen. And the reason they don't listen is most folks believe that this is never going to happen to them. And I will add a modifier to that. People mistakenly and foolishly believe that this will never happen to them. And yet it happens to tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people every year, not in California, and millions of people every year all over the country. So we're going to talk about it. Let me give you some information on how you can get a hold of me. First, get to one of my workshops. Well, let me tell you how you get to a workshop. Go to my webpage. My website is assets, and aging, aging.com. Write it down. There's a wealth of information there. Assets, assets, and aging, aging.com. When you go to my website, you can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. I have a workshop this month. I have a workshop every month. It's not like any other workshop you've ever been to in your life. We're going to talk about things. We're going to explore subjects you never thought about. I'll guarantee it. You're going to hear questions asked and answered that you never thought about because this impacts everybody in a different way. Families in a different way. Every family's different. I don't pretend to have the answer, but I do have answers. I do have the answers for your family. The answers for your family could be completely different than the answers for another family. So you can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. You can sign up for an appointment to come and see me. You can sign up for my email newsletter. It's a really good little newsletter, folks. It's not intended to be, a diatribe. It's not intended to be a Socratic view of long-term care. It's intended to be helpful and to give people tools that they can use in their own life so that they're better able to take care of mom or dad or whoever it is. That's what this is all about. You can also go there and you can send me an email. And if you go there, you'll find out you can call me because I have a phone number. And my phone number is listed on the website, but I'm also going to give you my phone number now. And my phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. If you have a parent, a loved one, a spouse that's beginning to fail, please don't wait. It's not going to get better. Dad is not going to become more healthy. Dad is not going to become less demented. Mom is not going to become less frail. And as we get old, all of us, including you, including your parents, are going to lose our ability to stay independent. And the key to it, up to all of long-term care planning, is not all this baloney you hear at workshops. It's all about how do we plan for the day when we can no longer be independent. Because you're going to hear all kinds of stuff floating around. You're going to hear granny goes to jail. You're going to hear you can't do it. You're going to hear there's a 5-year look back. You're going to hear you can't keep your house. You're going to hear you're going to lose your house. You're going to hear there's recovery. You're going to hear there's no recovery. You're going to hear stuff all over the place, most of which is not true. I took something off of a website the other day and I sent it to a friend of mine who's without a doubt the best elder law attorney in California. And he's in Southern California. And we both laughed at the idiocy of what was being said. It was not only wrong, it was patently wrong and patently harmful. So this is the place to be. This is the place you want to listen. This is the place where you can get the help that you need or for your family. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. How do you figure out who you can trust and how do you figure out what's good advice, bad advice, terrible advice, not helpful to you advice, peripheral advice, however you want to phrase it. Because at the end of the day, this is something that if you make the wrong decision, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, Bob, how could that be? Because that's how much long-term care can cost. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. My all-time personal record for someone that came to my office was they had spent $750,000 on care. No, I'm not making that up. I have had clients spending $150,000 a year on care. So making the wrong decision or making no decision or making an incomplete decision can literally cost your family everything. I'm not making that up. So let's talk about independence. Loss of independence is the single greatest threat to any senior. You can disagree with me, but you'll be wrong. Loss of independence is the single greatest fear that every senior has. They'll tell you it's death, but it's not. When none of us look forward to dying, but we're all aware of what's going to happen. Doesn't mean we look forward to it, doesn't mean we welcome it, but we're aware of it. Loss of independence is terrifying to people. It's terrifying to your parents. When that parent strikes out, when that parent says something that stuns you, A lot of it is anger over the fact that that person who's getting older knows that they're getting older, knows that they're losing independence, and they're angry, and they're upset, and they're hostile about it. For instance, a lot of times children, I'm not a doctor or a shrink, this is 25, I've been doing this for over 25 years, folks. I have seen everything. It's observational, anecdotal. But when that parent lashes out at you because you're trying to help them, and you're thinking to yourself, how come they're so ungrateful I'm trying to help them? I want you to understand that they're lashing out at the fact that they need help is disconcerting to them. They used to be able to dress by themselves. Now somebody needs to help them get dressed. People aren't happy about that. They used to be able to get up and walk 3 miles. Now they can barely get around the house. People are angry about that. They're depressed about that. Depression is rampant in people who are losing their independence. In fact, it's one of the things as children that you need to be aware of and look for in your parents. Does dad yell at mom more than he used to? Not just because he may have dementia, but because he's angry that he can't do the things he used to do. He used to get up and clean the gutters. He can't do that anymore. That makes him angry. Because he used to be able to do, mom used to be able. I'll tell you a story from my own mom's life, who's now gone. And I used to tell her to have this same conversation with her. Every Christmas, my mom would make cookies. She would make lots of cookies. And even when we were grown, we would get a box of cookies. I'm talking about a box, folks. I'm not talking about something that's an Oreo package size. I'm talking about a printer-sized box of cookies. Italian cookies, painted cookies, frosted cookies, cookie cookies. Lots of them. Well, my mom began to lose her eyesight. She had macular degeneration. And pretty soon the cookies stopped. And she would hem and haw around, and I'd say, you know, Mom, we really miss your cookies. And I would be trying to encourage her. And then one day it dawned on me, Bob, you idiot. Your mom can't see to make the cookies anymore, and she's mad about it. She's upset that she can't send cookies to her children anymore. She has lost the independence that she needed to make cookies, because she couldn't see them very well. She couldn't tell if they were done in the oven. You know how we all look in the oven to see if the cookies are, you know, cooked or whatever. She couldn't mix up the frosting anymore. She couldn't tell the colors very well. And so it was upsetting to her. And it wasn't because she didn't want to do it anymore. It's so that she couldn't, and the fact that she couldn't made her angry. It upset her. It depressed her. And it took me a while to slap myself upside the head and say, Bob, you've been doing this long enough. You should get this. And I finally did. And we just finally let it fade. And so it wasn't an issue anymore. I think it always was for the rest of her life. But we never made it an issue again or tried to encourage her because she couldn't do it. And my encouragement, which I viewed as encouraging her to continue to make cookies, really was depressing to her because she couldn't. So loss of independence, I think, is the single greatest fear that most seniors have and that most of us have as we get older. I know, I'm 71 years old, I know that when I go up and down stairs now, I'm more cautious. I go more slowly. I don't bound up and down steps anymore. I don't like it. I don't like that because I have two artificial knees, I can't play volleyball anymore. I can't play basketball anymore. I can't jog anymore. I can't do the things, and it makes me mad. It upsets me. I grew up playing competitive sports, and I love competitive sports. But I can't do that anymore. I can't even play softball anymore because with two artificial knees, I'm not supposed to run. It's bad for my knees. It will loosen them, and I don't want to do that. I kind of like to be able to keep walking. So I'm not happy about the fact that when I get up in the morning, my back hurts. When I get up out of a chair, sometimes my back hurts. You're starting to understand, aren't you? I used to change my own oil. Used to love doing that. Used to, you know, nowadays I couldn't tune up a car anymore anyhow because everything's electronic. But I used to change, well, getting under the car now to change my own oil, jacking it up, doing those. I used to do my own brake jobs. I can't do those anymore. And I'm not happy about that. I'm accepting of it, but I'm not happy about it. So as we begin, as your parents or you or your spouse begins to lose independence, whether it's eyesight or general frailty or they can't drive anymore or whatever it is, they can't cook anymore. I've had clients actually set their kitchens on fire because they forgot there was a burner burning. I've had many clients whose parents got burned because they forgot that the stove was on and they couldn't see the flame so well anymore, and they got burned. Loss of independence is a devastating thing as we get older. And so I'm asking you as a family, in your family, not my family, your family, what things are you doing? How are you preparing for that loss of independence for either you or your mom or your dad or your grammy or your grampy or whoever it is? How are you doing that? I don't have the answers for you. I can help you find the answers. Together, there is an answer. May not be one you like, may not be your first choice, but it's one that will make life better and will make it the best it can be. So I think for those of you that are losing your independence, you need to be honest with how that's working out for you. How are you reacting to that? Remember, people basically want to be helpful. So instead of pushing your children away, are you allowing them more into your life and taking the opportunity to let your kids more into your life and allow them to help you? Well, I don't want to be a burden on my children, Bob. Yeah, you do. If you did a good job raising your children, they you raised them to be responsible. Let them be responsible. Children, are you being sensitive to the loss of independence in your parents or your grandparents or your Aunt Tilly or whoever it is? It's hard. When one of the things that strikes people when they go into a nursing home, they go to visit or they go into a nursing home and walk around, one of the things that people will always tell you is there's two things that bother them. And all of us, I remember the first couple times I went into a nursing home, it bothered me. Now I'm kind of used to seeing it. But one of the things people always complain about are the smells. Trust me, folks, it's just part of being in a nursing home. Sometimes there are hygiene issues. But the other one is looking around at all the people in there who at one time were vibrant, alert, talkative, funny, intellectual, who have lost all that. They have lost their ability to be independent. And that bothers all of us. It bothered me as I watched my mom and dad become less able to take care of themselves, and that burden fell more and more on my family and my brother's family and other family members. It gave us the opportunity to be involved in their lives to whatever extent possible. So if you're dealing with a parent or a grandparent or a loved one or a spouse that's beginning to lose their independence, step back for a minute and understand where their anger may be coming from, where their hurt and their disorientation and all of those things may be coming from. When your mom puts on a blouse and a skirt that don't match, why is that? You think it's because mom's not paying attention. It could be that mom can't see so well. You know, as we get older, we all lose the ability to discern color. I'll give you a really quick example. Sometimes you'll see an older woman and you'll look at her and her cheeks are bright red and her lipstick is all over the place and it's bright red or bright, you know, too much of it. And everybody goes, "That doesn't she look silly?" But the reality is, as we get older, we start to lose our ability to see colors as well. So when that older lady stands in front of the mirror and she's putting on blush or rouge or whatever you want to call it, you and I see it, or if we're younger, we see the paleness of it. We see the shades of it. But that older person, when she puts on face makeup, by the time she can see the color, to you and I, it looks clownish. I'll give you another one. Guys use aftershave. I'm going to pick on guys for a minute. Have you ever gone into an assisted living or been around an older person that had so much cologne on that you could smell them coming in the car as they drove up to the house? Why is that? It's because we also tend to lose our sense of smell. And so Dad, who used to wear a little Old Spice, for those of you that still use Old Spice or English leather or one of those, okay? Dad used to be able to just put a little on and he could, but now Dad can't smell it. So by the time Dad puts on enough aftershave that he can smell it, to the rest of us, we can't breathe in the same room. So what I'm trying to say is, in as nice a way as I possibly can, is that the greatest fear any person has is losing independence. We don't like being we're a hardy race, and we don't like being dependent on other people. I don't want to be a burden on that person. I don't want to put that person out. I don't want to. How many of us, you know, when somebody offers something, we instinctively say, "No, I can do that myself. I can handle that." Well, I want you to realize that that person in your life who is losing independence is just as scared as you are. And I'm asking you as a family to begin to recognize that in each other and to begin to sit down as a family and begin to have discussions about it and to begin, more than anything else, to be realistic about it. And understand what's going on and that it's difficult on everybody. It's difficult on Dad. It's difficult on Mom. It's difficult on the children. It's difficult on the caregiver. It's difficult on everyone. And so I'm asking you to recognize it and then take advantage of my 25 plus years of experience and get your family in or whoever can come in and sit down and begin to have a discussion about this and make sure that everybody's on the same page. That all the stuff is in place that's going to let me take care of my mom or my dad as they lose independence. And parents, that you've put the things in place that are going to let your children take care of you and be there for you as you begin to lose your ability to be independent. None of us like it, but it's controllable. It has solutions. There are answers. There are strategies. There are things you can learn so that as you begin to lose independence or your family does, you're prepared. I'm going to have to take a break in a minute or so, but I hope you share this radio show with somebody else. You'll be able to find it on my webpage at assetsandaging.com. And I hope you share it with somebody else, some other family, somebody you know that's going through this. And then encourage them to come to me or come to somebody with my kind of experience and begin to create a matrix under which we can operate as a family, so that we can take care of each other, we can support each other, We can build each other up. We can help each other with our fears as we lose independence and our frustrations and our depression and all of those kinds of things. I sit in front of broken families all the time. And one of the reasons they're often broken is no one has been willing to talk about this. Use my expertise, use my experience, use 25 years of doing this, and make sure that when this begins to happen in your family, you're all pulling in the harness in the same direction, not going different directions. Give me a call, 800-999-8007 during the break, 800-999-8007. Get in, see me, and begin to make sure that your family is ready when mom or dad or a loved one begins to lose their independence. Going to take a little break here, a little commercial and news break. We'll be back in just a second right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I hope you found the last half hour helpful. And again, for those of you that didn't get the phone number, it's my office is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Sign up, call in, get to one of my upcoming workshops. Get in to see me. Sitting around worrying about all of this is not going to help. It only helps when you take a step forward. When you take a step forward, when you begin to realize that this is happening in your family and you begin to break inertia at rest and begin to move. Okay, I want to kind of change subjects a little bit, but I want to stay with my theme here of independence. Because I think, I really do, I think it's an important theme. I think it matters to people. I think it makes a difference in people's lives. I want to talk about another little theme that's along the same lines. You know where you came from. You know, right now, ancestry stuff is hot, right? There's ancestry things everywhere. I want to find out who my third cousin on my mother's side was in 1887. You can go find that out. There's 23andMe. You can go run your DNA and find out where your relatives came from and what percentage of you is Polish and what percentage is Russian and what percentage is from the Congo and what percentage is from Brazil and so on. Everybody wants to know where they came from. Nothing wrong with that. I know when I first got to visit Sicily and I got to go to the places where my dad and my aunt played when they were children was very, very meaningful to me. It's very meaningful. I have pictures of places that my parents were at, my dad was at, and my aunt were at when they were young and they lived in Sicily for a long time. And it was meaningful. It's all of us want to know, you know, where we came from. I want to change the conversation just a tad here. I want you to know where you came from, but I also want you to add a question. I want to know where I came from, but at the same time, I want you to add this question. Where are you going? What happens from here on out? We know where we came from. Where are we going? And I think that's a question that every family and every person listening needs to address. As we get older, as we become more frail, as we need help, where are we going and how are we going to get there? If you go shopping, how many of you have ever shopped? Raise your hands, please. Okay, yeah, you go to the grocery store. What do? You make up a list, and then, of course, you add 27 things to it that you really don't need, but you make out a list. I need to get apples because I'm going to make a fruit salad. I need to get this. I need to get some yogurt. I need to get some other fruits. I need to get some bread. I'm going to have a steak, so I need to get a steak. What kind of steak do I want? How many people are coming? We're going to need salad and all those ingredients. And I got to get some Brussels sprouts because I love Brussels sprouts, and especially made a certain way, and et cetera, et cetera. And then what kind of dessert do I want? Well, I want ice cream. Do I want vanilla ice cream? Do I want butter pecan? Do I want chocolate? Do I want Rocky Road? Do I want chocolate chip? What do I want? And we make up a list. Why? Because we're going somewhere and we want to have a plan for when we get there. We don't want to just wander around the store and go, what was I supposed to get? I can't remember. What was I know I was supposed to get something. What was I supposed to get? If you go on vacation, how many of you have ever been on a vacation? How many decisions go into planning a vacation? And if you're flying overseas or going overseas, you double that. Because what hotels am I going to go to? How am I going to get from one country to the next? Am I going to drive? Am I going to take an airplane? Do I have a passport? What airports am I going through? How are my connections going to be? And that could take, you could spend a month working on your vacation. Making sure that, the hotel reservations are made. You've scoped out some restaurants. You know where the bathrooms are as you're walking around the city. All the important stuff. So when we go on vacation, we don't just go. We have written instructions as to where we're going. How many of you use Google Maps or Apple Maps or something like that to get directions when you're going to somebody's house you've never been to before? You have directions on where you're going. Well, I want you to think in that same kind of terms about where are you going? You know where you came from. You know your family history. You know all that. Where are you going? As you get older and as your family gets older and everybody begins to lose a little independence and maybe there's some dementia and other frailty issues and all that kind of stuff, where are you going? And how are you going to get there? And what's the roadmap? How are you going to do that? How many, nobody reads maps anymore. I'm old enough. One of my favorite things to do when I was younger was to, how many of you ever got National Geographic? Raise your hand. What was one of the best things in National Geographic? They don't do them much anymore because it's expensive. If there was an article in National Geographic on France, what did they always have in the National? A map. And I'd never been to another country. So I would open up the map and I would try to imagine the road maps and how you would get from Paris to Nice or from Rome to Venice or whatever. And you would kind of imagine the map. Those of us that are my age, we didn't have Google. We actually had to look at a map, folks. For some of you, that's foreign. But look at a map. I don't know how many of you ever watch TV, but sometimes when we're watching TV, my wife and I will be watching something and we'll go, oh, they're going to so-and-so in Italy or Spain. And on our phones, which, are sitting in while we're watching TV, we just look up Spain and we say, oh, and then you can find out where the city is. We have an idea of where we're going or how to get there. But interestingly enough, the one place we know we are going, we don't know if we're going to Spain, we don't know if we're going to Disneyland, we don't know if we're going to New York, but the one place I can guarantee you you're going, most families and most people have no directions. And that is, we're going to get old and we're going to die. And we really haven't thought that through much. I can't tell you how many people I talk to whose relative is in a nursing home. And as we're talking about that, and maybe we're talking about Medi-Cal, or maybe we're talking about preserving the home, or whatever we're talking about, one of the questions I always ask is, do you have a funeral plan for Fred who's in the nursing home? Well, no. Well, are you planning on getting one? Well, no, we really hadn't thought about that. And I will tell you right now, that's true in about 70%. This is my unscientific estimation. About 70% of the people I talk to. They have no direction. They know that dad could die, but they don't know where they're going. They have no plan on how they're going to get to the stuff. I talk to people all the time, vets in particular, say, well, I'm going to be buried out at the Veterans Cemetery in Dixon. And my question to them is, how are you going to get there? What do you mean, how am I going to get there? Well, you know, your remains have to get out to Dixon. How are you going to get there? Well, we didn't think about that. I know. So you know where you've been. How are you going to get to, what are your directions for getting through old age? What are your directions for getting through loss of independence? What are your directions for getting through frailty? What are your directions for dealing with mom if she begins to become incapacitated or incompetent? What are your directions for dealing with dad when he can't walk anymore and he's in a wheelchair? What are your directions for your spouse when your spouse develops Parkinson's or develops something else, Lewy body disorder or ALS or MS, or pick something? You know where you've been, where you came from. How are you going to get to where you're going? And I know for some of you that sounds like an oversimplification, and it kind of is meant to be. You think, Bob, of course we think about that. I know, but thinking about going to Spain is not the same as actually having a plan for going to Spain. They're a world apart. There are places I would like to go that I will probably never get to. So the fact that I want to go to them, because there just aren't enough days in the year and years in a lifetime. So thinking about them doesn't get me there. So as you begin to wander, to stagger, to travel toward old age and frailty, and not only in yourself, but in those that you love, how are you going to get there? What's your roadmap? There's no Google Maps that tells you how to get through old age and frailty and loss of independence and all the things I just mentioned. So where's your roadmap? As a family, do you have a roadmap? Parents, do your children even know where your bank accounts are? Do your children know what your end-of-life decisions are? I mean, really know them. Children, do you know where your parents' funeral plans are? Do you know if they have a plot somewhere? Do you know what their desires are and what their finances are in case they need long-term care? Do you have the roadmap? Do you have the authority to make those decisions? I'll bet you don't. I know you think you do. But I would be willing to bet for a lot of you, you don't have the authorities you think you have. Having a roadmap to determine, remember the two questions were, you know where you've been. Now, that's a statement. The next question is, where are you going and what's your roadmap to get there? How are you going to deal with all the things that come up in life? With your mom, with your dad, with the person that you love. I don't know the answer for your life because I'm not talking to you. You're listening to me on the radio. But one of the things I'm really good at, and I've been doing this as long or not, if not longer than anybody else, is for 25 years, 18 of them here on KFBK, I've been Northern California's leading voice on the issues of frailty and aging. Have you taken advantage of that opportunity to make sure you're going where you want to go? Most people are newbies at this. You can't believe how many people are now in this business, folks, because we have an older population and everybody from mortgage companies to banks to everybody now thinks that they're an expert on this. And they're not. You have the opportunity to get to a workshop or get in to see me and create an actual roadmap that will take you through where you want to be. You know, I remember once, and I'm going to tell you another story. I like stories. I have a good friend of mine who says, you know, the best way to explain something is to tell a story, and he's a very wise man. We were in Sicily. We were in Palermo. Chaos and Palermo are synonyms for each other. If you've ever been in Palermo, you will understand what I'm talking about. Sicily is one of the great places I've ever been. Palermo is one of the most exciting places I've ever been. Okay, and it's anyhow, we were driving around, and if you haven't ever driven in Palermo, one of the things you notice when you start driving around Palermo is almost none of the cars have side view mirrors. They've all been knocked off. They're hanging down the sides of the car. So we were listening to a Google Map thing, and it had a voice on it. You know, it says, go 100 yards and turn left at Smith Street. Only it would be not Smith Street in Italy, but you get my point. So we're driving along, and all of a sudden, the GPS thing says, and 100 yards, turn right. So that we go up about 100 yards and we turn right. Well, it's an alley. We didn't know it at the time, but we start going down this alley. We can't get out. We can't turn around. We have no map for how to get. So we wandered around back there for a while, and we finally got back out to the road, and the satellite thing picked us up, and it kept telling us when we were in the alley to turn left at places. We were completely blind. We didn't know where we were. We didn't know how to get out of where we were. We had no map. And the map we were listening to was giving us the wrong information because it was confused because people didn't go where we normally went. And that happened to us twice in Sicily. We were there with another couple, and it happened to us twice, and it led us down roads. Once it took us on what was probably a 2-mile drive, and it took us on a 20-mile detour. But we didn't know we were lost until we were lost. Then all of a sudden we went, we're lost. What do we do now? We don't have a map. We have to trust this thing that's already gotten us lost twice. Getting old is like driving through Sicily. You have to know where you're going, and you have to have reliable maps, and you have to have an idea of where things are, and you need to have some sense of where you are and where you're going. Everybody says they want to stay at home. Okay, what's your roadmap for making sure you want to stay at home? Everybody says, I never want to go to a nursing home. Okay, what's your roadmap to make sure that never happens to you or to your mom or to your dad or to your Aunt Tilly or whoever it is? In the absence of that, life is going to take you down an alley. And once you start down that alley, you're not going to know where you are because you're in an unfamiliar town with an unfamiliar language, in unfamiliar places, and you are now totally lost. That's what happens to families when somebody begins to fail. They have lost the roadmap, and they don't know where they are because we were never supposed to go down that alley. We were supposed to go down the main street where we could see things and we knew where we were, and all of a sudden life turned us down an alley. Is that happening in your family today? Is life taking you down an alley and you don't know where you are and you're flying by the seat of your pants and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to get advice from people and the GPS keeps giving you the wrong advice and you get more lost and more lost and more lost? I can't tell you how many people come to see me after they've talked to 3 or 4 or 5 other people. And every single person they talk to, including me, is telling them different things. And one of the things people do is sit in front of me because they don't have a map. They're listening to the GPS, and the GPS is getting them more lost, and I have to get them out of the alley somehow and back on the main road. If that's happening in your family, you're listening to the show and the person who can help you with that, who can set up a roadmap for dealing with your life or with mom's life or with dad's life, can set up the route to making sure that you preserve your house and your money and everything you have, if at all possible. You can make sure that you have the route and the freeway signs that will take you to making sure that you can live as independently as possible for as long as possible. That you can always make sure you live in the softest level of care possible. That your mom or your dad can live as independently as possible, as long as possible. You can do that. It is doable. It is possible. But you have to have a map. You have to know not only where you came from, but where you're going. And you need to have a map that will take you there. And that's what I do. And I do it better than anybody else around. And I've been doing it longer than anybody else around. Nobody has been on the radio longer than your host talking about the issues that I'm talking about. Nobody has any more experience than this. That's why this has been California's single best source for information on the issues of aging on the radio for over 18 years and over 25 years doing this. And here's the best part. I love what I do. I love sitting down with families and saying, look, I know you don't think there's an answer. I know you think you're lost. I know you think you're stuck in an alley, but we're gonna get out. And we're gonna make sure that everything you worked a lifetime for is not lost. That you get back on the main road and that everything is preserved and that main road passes everything on that you have to your children, to your grandchildren, or to whoever it is you care about in your life. And you arrive at your destination knowing full well that the roadmap has been followed and that things were done the way you wanted them done, even if you lose your independence. That you have created a roadmap that your children and your grandchildren or whoever you care about can follow and can make what you wanted to have happen, happen. You don't have to be lost in the alley. Every person I've ever talked to, every child I've ever talked to that wound up taking care of their parents has sat down in front of me at some point and uttered the following words. I never in my life thought it could be this hard. And one of the things that made it hard was they were lost in the alley and they had no direction out. They didn't know what to do. They didn't have permission to do it. The documents didn't let them do it. The planning didn't let them do it. Whatever the investments were didn't let people deal with it. There was no roadmap to get out of the alley. And so by the time we get the kids out, they've worked really, really, really hard and done things they never thought they were going to have to do, that all of which may have been avoided had there been a roadmap. Had some planning gone into the question, where are you going? You know where you came from. You know your family history. You know that little town in Germany or France where your great-great-grandparents got on the boat and came over here. But where are you going? And how are you going to get there? And how, as children, are you going to lead your parents when they can no longer lead themselves to the places that they want to go and fulfill their dreams and wishes? It's a really important question. And I hope you will ponder it a little bit. And then I hope as a family or whoever, the children, the parent, whoever it is, will take the time to come in and see me and together take the opportunity. The consultation is free, folks. The workshops are free. And take the opportunity to begin to figure out how you're going to stay independent and then make sure there's a roadmap laid out that directs your children or whoever's going to take care of you turn by turn, to make sure that what you wanted is what happens and to make sure you get to stay as independent and as long as you can and avoid the nursing home and stay at home or whatever your goal is, whatever destination you want to arrive at, that you get to do it. Along the way, there are a lot of people giving you the wrong direction. Giving you directions you don't understand, that don't make sense. Not only that, trips change. You know, you're in the middle of going to one town and you find out the road's closed, or that that hotel you planned on staying at is overbooked, and you have to go be able to make changes in your plans midstream. Does your roadmap allow you to do that? Does it allow your children or your loved ones or your spouse or whoever to make the change in direction necessary to ultimately get at the goal, but maybe by a different route? Give me a phone call today. Begin to make sure that your roadmap is complete and understandable. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. That's assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up for a workshop. You can call me. You can send me an email. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can listen to past radio shows and podcasts. Every Wednesday at noon, I do a live podcast on my website. You can start this process. You have the chance to do this. And as long as I can do it, I'm going to keep offering what I believe to be California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. Do you know where you're going? Do you have a plan? Do you have a map? Does the family understand it so that what your wishes and desires are can be fulfilled? Give me a call today, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Look forward to seeing you all soon. Give me a call. Otherwise, we'll see you here again next week, same time, same place, or at one of my upcoming workshops, or call and set up a free appointment. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano, your host. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you here next week.